Jai Baba, welcome to a series of A Slice of Life. My name is Meher Huspeh Paruja, and today me and my father and I are going to be discussing certain issues that most children, teenagers and adults face. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. I'm a working father. I don't get time with my children, but I slog for them and their better future. Does it make me a bad father, as that is what I see in their eyes?
Okay, this is a very important question because a lot of people have told me this. There are two things that are important here. Let's take for example, there is a man or a woman. Why just a father? This could be a mother's issue also, because a lot of women are working mothers. Let's say he or she or they have to put in that many man hours to be able to keep the head above water. They have no option. A hath gaadi wala has to work 14-16 hours just to be able to provide food for his children. He has no option. For such a human being, for such an individual, dharma, which is duty, is most important.
Like the daily wage workers.
Yes, duty is most important. If you are unfortunate and you have children who cannot respect that, it is their issue, not the parents' issue. Number one. Okay? Number two, I know a lot of parents who work, who are whole time out of the house, out of the city. They are very well off, but they want to earn more. I think the problem starts there.
Is that greed?
They will give an excuse that we are doing it for our children. But they don't have any time for the children. The problem starts there. They are using work as an excuse. After a point, money is just a number in your bank. You understood what this means?
Yes.
After you've taken care of your basic needs, after you've taken care of your comfort,
you just want more, you want to see a huge number.
What is the money going to do? It's going to be a number in your bank. Man, how many ACs can you have in a room?
One.
Yeah.
Maximum two.
Right? How many cars can you have? How much more food can you eat? Now those people who tell me, no, we are doing all this for our children, I know, that is bullshit. You're doing it for your own ego. You are doing it maybe because you want to compare or compete with someone. Don't get your children in. You're forsaking their childhood for your greed. But an average middle class person does not have this luxury also to think like that. He or she has to work just to provide enough food on the table, a roof over the head, basic clothes, education. But every human being can spare at least a little quality time for their children. What do a lot of parents do, or fathers especially, is they go to work, come back, and they sit in front of the TV. If you are that conscientious, if you are really particular about spending time with your child, you would have spent that time, with your child. Because I truly believe even half an hour, 45 minutes of quality time with your child is most important. Why? You have a Saturday, you have a Sunday. You have at least some holiday in a week. Why can't you make that your time with your child or your children? I know, I have met people, I used to travel up down Bombay, Pune every day, and I have met people who have spent 25 years doing nothing but traveling from Bombay to Pune in the morning and back in the night. And they have told me they don't even know when their children have grown up.
Why don't they just shift to the place they need to be in?
I can't hear you, Ma. I'm pretty deaf.
Why can't they shift to the place they need to be in?
But they can't. Children's education is there. Home is there. Elderly parents are there. It's difficult, baby. It's difficult. But yet, I remember asking this elderly man, okay, do you have a relationship with your children? And he said, yes. Those days, mobile phones weren't there. I said, yes. Every day, I give them a call at least 2 to 3 times. Every holiday is only for them. However tired I am, I will sleep on the train, but I will spend time with them. If they are not well, whatever happens, I am home with them. I may not be able to accompany them on all their family vacations, but I try at least to be there for a few days. Remember, sweetheart, it is all up to your effort and your priority. If your children are your priority, you'll do anything for them. Of course, you will get ungrateful children who will, after 15 years, say, what the hell have you done? You were never there.
But that's a child now.
No, even when the child becomes a grown-up.
No, that's the person then. That's not the parent.
That's the child's issue. But how much quality time can an individual spend makes the difference. I've spent a lot of my life away from my parents, but I yet have very fond memories of them because they could spend that quality time. When I was with them, I was the most important person in the world. I think that makes the difference.
Many times parents come from work, they are sitting with their child on the sofa, but they are on the call with the colleague.
Exactly what I'm telling you, no? Where is your quality time?
You can't count that as spending time.
That's not spending time. Where is the quality time? When are you going to actually shut everything down and say, son, daughter, this 1 hour is only for you. Tell me what you want to do. You want to go for a walk? You want to paint? You want to tell me something? Whatever it is, your time, I'm there. That is good enough, Mary. You don't need to spend the whole day with your child. Even that 1 hour is good enough. But spend it.
A child should feel happy in that I'm looking forward to next day.
Remember, we used to have
that Daddy and Maza Sunday.
You remember that? So, I'm sure you'll remember it all your life. That those few hours on a Sunday were devoted only for you.
But you used to give me those hours every day.
I know, but we used to have this days on Sunday also. Okay.
And we still do.
Yeah. Okay? Okay. Jai Baba.